want to bring in Matt Welch, editor-in-chief at Reason Magazine. Well, Matt, how far does this go? Because the president is clearly in a bind here. If Gaddafi doesn't leave, it's going to look terrible for the president. If he leaves and some kind of Muslim Brotherhood eventually takes over, it's also going to look terrible for the president. Is this something we should never have gotten involved in?
I think it is something that we should have never gotten involved in, precisely because of that, among other reasons, and continuing to lower the bar for what is acceptable as a reason to get to intervene. Tonight we saw the president say, basically, that anytime we can stop a massacre, it is in our national interest to do so, in theory. That is a bar that is so low that we can now enter all manners of civil conflicts within the Arab Spring as we speak. That is, I think, is dangerous and unstable and unsustainable in the long term.
All right.
And the fact that you didn't see Obama say anything about how we're getting out of this is an indication that he doesn't know.
Well, Colonel Peters,
help us.
Matt, I understand your libertarian inclination against doing what we're doing in Libya, but does there come a time when stuff that happens in these faraway places does become important to us, does become a part of our vital national interest? I'm thinking of things that might happen in Iran if they get the nuclear bomb, in Syria because they promote terrorism through Hezbollah. I mean, there are instances where it is within our interest to send in the troops, right?
Hey, I lived in one of those famous faraway places of Prague, Czechoslovakia for 5 years, so I'm very familiar with this whole argument. But I think also the premise of your question and some of the discussion shows the extent of which we're just like reaching for a smorgasbord here. Like, you see this woman, it's an incredible, heartbreaking, horrifying story. So let's grab that piece. And oh yeah, he killed Americans, even though we knew that he killed Americans, you know, 20 years ago. This isn't new news. We need to have a more sober, hard-headed look at what is the difference between national interests and our values, what we can do, what we can't, what is justified, what is not, under our own doctrine and sense of as Americans and not. And I think that just running willy-nilly on emotionalism and then opportunism whenever we sort of feel like it's...
Where do you think it's opportunism, by the way, Matt? Do you think it's looking to 2012? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm not making that claim, but just that, I mean, the Arab League turned because they knew Gaddafi was on the run, right? It's opportunistic in that we can do it. And then Obama said as much, basically, tonight.
I've got to get Rose in here. Okay, Matt. Matt, ultimately, what do you think the American people will think of this? Will they buy his message or not?
You know, he spent the entire time trying to triangulate. It's sort of a third way interventionism. And I think it sounded better in the original Tony Blair British than it did in his sort of halting Chicago style.
Okay. Rosa Scarcelli, Judy Miller, Matt Welch, Waleed Faris, thank you very much.